were the guys in that infamous blackface photo on Governor Ralph Northam's medical school yearbook? And how did that photo end up on Northam's page? None of those questions were answered by the Eastern Virginia Medical School's investigation, and that's a conclusion that Stephen Farnsworth at the University of Mary Washington says is probably the best possible outcome for the medical school and its many powerful and wealthy graduates.
Nobody wants to be identified as the blackface guy. Nobody wants to be identified as the guy in the Klan robe. And so the alumni of this medical school all benefit from the ambiguity of this report.
The report did nothing to harm Governor Ralph Northam's already tenuous position as embattled chief executive, but Quentin Kidd of Christopher Newport University says it also did nothing to help him.
This scandal looms over him as a shadow, and that's not going to change as a result of this investigation, and I think that's unfortunate. I was hopeful that some real concrete questions could get answered as a result of this, and unfortunately, that isn't happening.
Northam first acknowledged he was either the guy in the blackface photo or the guy in the KKK robe, but he later backtracked and changed his story. Ever since then, he's been clinging to power, mainly because Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax is facing multiple allegations of sexual assault. I'm Michael Pope.